Vamos a reiniciar nuestra sesión.
We will now resume our work.
Como habíamos...
As planned, we shall now make decisions on the draft decisions and recommendations. And I will thus give the floor to the rapporteur. Madam, you have the floor.
Good morning, my dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Chairman, thank you for giving me the floor. Through you, Mr. Chairman, I may be allowed to start with the document E/C19/2010/L2. The changes that I'm going to read, I try to read them in dictation speed, the ones that the parts that are needed to be added to the existing paragraphs. Paragraph 2, the first page, the sixth line after sustainability, comma, sharing, add sharing, and collectivity. So we insert sharing and sharing. On paragraph 4, first line, treaties, and the second treaty should be capitalized. So capital T on the second treaty. The second line, after indigenous peoples, add apostrophe. So it reads indigenous peoples development. Paragraph 8, on sixth line, after living well, comma, open parenthesis, add, for example, delete the dash mark. So it reads, for example, Somak Kawasi, Soma Kamana, Laman Klaka, Gawis A. Beag, delete comma, close parenthesis. We delete etc. as well. Paragraph 9, fourth line, after the word intergovernmental bodies, insert full stop, add, delete towards, add, this will lead to. So it reads, after the bodies, full stop, governmental bodies, full stop, this will lead to the establishment of headline indicators. And on seventh line, after indigenous peoples, add apostrophe. Paragraph 13, fourth line, delete the phrase, it also welcomes the Canadian speech from the throne in 2010. Add the following sentence. It also welcomes Canada's inclusion in... It also welcomes Canada's inclusion in the speech from the throne in 2010, that it will take steps to endorse the UN declaration, full stop. And then the rest of the sentence, which starts from the forum, recommends that the United States and Canada expedite their commitments made to endorse the declaration. Paragraph 15, first line, after Germany, add, and Finland. after Germany, the word Germany, add and Finland. On fourth line, after the full stop, to the fund, full stop, add the following sentence. Furthermore, comma, the forum expresses its appreciation to the following countries, comma, who have contributed to the trust fund in the past: Algeria, comma, Canada, comma, Chile, comma, Cyprus, comma, Denmark, comma, Ecuador, comma, Estonia, comma, Germany, comma, Japan, comma, Libya, comma, Luxembourg, comma, Mexico, comma, Peru, comma, Suriname, full stop. I read the sentence again. Furthermore, the forum expresses its appreciation to the following countries who have contributed to the trust fund in the past, as Algeria, Canada, Chile, Cyprus, Denmark, Ecuador, Estonia, Germany, Japan, Libya, Luxembourg, Mexico, Peru, Suriname. Paragraph 16, first line. After the word made by, add the UN RED collaborative program, which is composed of food and agriculture organization of the United Nations.
We also need, this is a mistake.
After the word, I repeat myself, after the word made by, add this phrase, the UN RED collaborative program, which is composed of food and agriculture organization of the United Nations, comma, UNEP and UNDP, comma, the rest of the paragraph, to inform, consult, and involve indigenous peoples, and the rest of the paragraph. Paragraph 17, sixth line, after indigenous peoples, add apostrophe. On seventh line, after example, as an example, add the phrase of a good practice to be followed by other United Nations agencies. I read again. After indigenous peoples, add apostrophe, indigenous peoples forum, add IFAD, comma, as an example of a good practice to be followed by other United Nations agencies and other intergovernmental organizations. Paragraph 17. After paragraph 17, I read it reads a new paragraph. There is a new paragraph, new paragraph 17A, and it reads, the permanent forum encourages all UN agencies that have not yet developed a policy on engaging with indigenous people to follow indigenous peoples to follow the example of sister agencies in order to ensure that the declaration on the rights of indigenous peoples is adequately reflected in all UN programs. Full stop. I read it one more time. The new paragraph 17A, the permanent forum encourages all UN agencies that have not yet developed a policy on engaging with indigenous peoples to follow the example of sister agencies in order to ensure that the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples is adequately reflected in all UN programs. Paragraph 18, first line. After to appoint as add A, it reads to appoint as a special rapporteur. Second line, after indigenous peoples, add apostrophe. On fourth line, after indigenous peoples, add apostrophe. Paragraph 20, seventh line, after indigenous peoples, add apostrophe. Paragraph 22, after indigenous peoples, add apostrophe. Paragraph 23, fourth line, after members of the forum, add this phrase, and I read, members of the forum and members of affected indigenous peoples and indigenous experts. Then it's the rest of the paragraph, to visit the project sites for the purpose of reporting back to the forum at its seventh session. Paragraph 24, third line, after containing, add a section on development with culture and identity based on information from indigenous peoples. Add apostrophe after peoples. And indigenous peoples, add apostrophe, organizations, comma, United Nations agencies, add comma, and states, full stop. Delete for a section on development with culture and identity. The paragraph ends by states, full stop. Paragraph 26, second line. There is a need for, after four, delete A. Need for country-specific situation analysis. Full stop. The forum invites UNESCO to conduct, delete the word day, the, add this, to conduct this analysis. Paragraph 27. Second line, after Asian Development Bank, comma, African Development Bank. After Asian Development Bank, comma, add African Development Bank and other multilateral development banks, and the rest of the paragraph stays the same. Paragraph 28 stays the same. After 28, I have three new paragraphs that I will read. Paragraph 29. Add paragraph 29. It reads, the Permanent Forum recommends states, comma, UN agencies, comma, financial institutions and donors to promote and support development processes led and carried out by indigenous women's organizations, comma, in accordance with Articles 3 and 32 of the Declaration, comma, for instance, leadership and capacity building schools and the creation of funds managed by indigenous women themselves, full stop.
End of paragraph. And then read again.
End of paragraph. I read again paragraph 29, new. The Permanent Forum recommends states, comma, UN agencies, financial institutions, and donors to promote and support development processes led and carried out by indigenous women's organizations in accordance with Articles 3 and 32 of the Declaration. For instance, leadership and capacity building schools and the creation of funds managed by indigenous women themselves. New paragraph 30. It reads, the Permanent Forum welcomes the organization of the World People's Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth, which took place in Cochabamba, comma, Bolivia, 19-22, April, comma, 2010, and notes the Cochabamba's People's Agreement. Full stop. End of paragraph. Paragraph 30, it reads as, the Permanent Forum welcomes the organization of the World People's Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth, which took place in Cochabamba, Bolivia, 19-22, April 2010, and notes the Cochabamba's People's Agreement. Paragraph 31, new. It reads, the Permanent Forum welcomes the decision 2009/250 of the Economic and Social Council on a proposed amendment to the Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs of 1961 as amended by the 1972 protocol, comma, related to the traditional use of the coca leaf, full stop. The permanent forum recommends that member states support this imitative
initiative,
taking into account articles 11, 24 and 31 of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Full stop. End of paragraph. The new paragraph 31, it reads as, the Permanent Forum welcomes decision 2009/250 of the Economic and Social Council on a proposed amendment to the Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs of 1961 as amended by the 1972 protocol related to the traditional use of the coca leaf. Full stop. The Permanent Forum recommends that member states support the initiative, taking into account Articles 11, 24, and 31 of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Mr. Chairman, I don't have any more changes on this L document, L2. Thank you.
Before we adopt measures on the proposed drafts, I will call on the Forum Secretariat to make a statement on the budgetary implications of the various decisions and recommendations. You have the floor, Madam.
There are no budget implications in connection with the draft decisions and recommendations of the Permanent Forum on its 9th session. Thank you.
I thank the Forum Secretariat for her statement. We will now proceed to adopt measures on the draft decisions and recommendations one by one. The rapporteur has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I finished all the changes which were to be included in the document L2. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, through you, I start with document E/C19. I have been informed by the Secretariat that I need to inform you all that which documents we are going to have changes on working on. It's a document E/C19/2010, document L3, L4, L5, L6, L7, L8, L9 Part 1, L9 Part 2, and L10. I have been asked to read the name of the document that we are going to be adopting. It is document E, each document one by one, document E/C19/2010/L2, recommendations of the Permanent Forum on the special theme, Indigenous Peoples, Development with Culture and Identity, Articles 3 and 32 of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Document L3, recommendations of the Permanent Forum on dialogue with the Special Rapporteur on the situation of human rights and fundamental freedoms of Indigenous people and other special rapporteurs. Document L4, follow-up, summary report, and recommendations of the mission of Permanent Forum to the Plurinational State of Bolivia. L5, draft report, half-day discussion on North America. Draft report, L6, draft report, comprehensive dialogue with the Secretariat of the Convention on Biological Diversity. L7, draft decision 2, provisional agenda for the 10th session of the Permanent Forum. L8, draft report, draft decision 2, dates and venue of the 10th session of the Permanent Forum. L9, parts 1 and 2, draft decision 1, international expert group meeting on the theme Indigenous Peoples and Forests. L10, draft report, draft decisions recommended by the forum by adoption for adoption by the Council. I have already made the changes and given the changes on document L2, Mr. Chairman.
Vamos a adoptar.
We are going to adopt the decisions and recommendations which are contained in L2.
Prosigue. Voy a conceder la palabra.
I will call on the rapporteur with regard to L3. You have the floor, madam.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On document E/C19/2010/L13, Mr. Chairman, L3. Mr. Chairman, there are no changes on this document on L3. L3, no changes.
Adoptamos.
Can we adopt the decisions and recommendations contained in document L3?
Daremos la palabra.
Let me once again call on our rapporteur for L4. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Document E/C19/2010/L4. Paragraph 4. On fifth line, after the words they said that they delete ineluctable, delete ineluctable, add the word fundamental. It reads, they said the fundamental principle governing, and the rest of the paragraph. Paragraph 6. Delete the whole paragraph 6. Add new paragraph 6. And it reads, lastly, comma, the representatives of the government responded by stating that they share the concerns expressed by the representatives of the APG and that they will continue implementing the recommendations in accordance with the Constitution and all the relevant
statutes which are already in effect throughout the country, comma, prioritizing dialogue and consensus building, full stop, end of paragraph. New paragraph 6, delete the old paragraph 6. New paragraph 6, it reads again, lastly, the representatives of the government responded by stating that they shared the concerns expressed by the representatives of the APG and that they will continue implementing the recommendations in accordance with the Constitution and all the relevant statutes which are already in effect throughout the country, prioritizing dialogue and consensus building. Paragraph 10, second line, after the word State of Bolivia, delete the phrase should adopt more rigorous special, add the words continue the implementation of specific. It reads as the state, Plurinacional State of Bolivia, continue the implementation of specific policies in the areas of housing and the rest of the paragraph. Paragraph 14, first line, after the word to defend, add the words in a cooperative and constructive manner, comma, the rest of the paragraph. It reads the whole paragraph 14, the permanent forum encourages APG to continue to defend in a cooperative and constructive manner, comma, the principles of self-determination and the rest of the para. Paragraph 16. Seventh line, after urges, delete the office of, delete the words the office of. So it reads, permanent forum urges OHCHR in the plurinational state of Bolivia, the rest of the paragraph. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to announce that there are no more changes on document L4.
Adoptamos.
Can we adopt this document L4?
Tiene la palabra.
I call on the rapporteur on document L5.
Document E/C19/2010/L5. Paragraph 4, third line. After related to, for treaties, capitalized treaties, capitalized T for treaties. And also on the same paragraph, paragraph 4, the last line, capitalized T for treaties, the last word of the paragraph should be capitalized T. Paragraph 8. The second line, after the word issues, border issues, add the words such as those. Add the words such as those, the rest of the paragraph related to the Mohawk Nation. Border issues such as those related to the Mohawk Nation, the rest of the paragraph stays the same. Paragraph 9, third line, after with regard to urban, delete the word aboriginal and insert the word indigenous peoples. With regard to urban indigenous peoples, full stop. Mr. Chairman, these are the changes, all changes on L5. Thank you.
Adoptamos.
Let's adopt L5.
Señora relatora.
The distinguished rapporteur has the floor.
Tiene la palabra respecto.
This is on L6.
Document E/C19/2010/L6, paragraph 14, fifth line, after the word expert group meeting, add the phrase, the sentence that I'm going to read, expert group meeting on the international regime on access and benefit sharing and indigenous peoples' human rights of the Convention on Biological Diversity, open parenthesis, E/C19/2007/8, close parenthesis, full stop, end of the paragraph. So after expert group meeting on the international regime on access and benefit sharing and indigenous peoples' human rights of the Convention on Biological Diversity, parenthesis, E/C19/2007/8. Mr. Chairman, document L9, L6, these are all the changes. I don't have any more changes on that.
Adoptamos.
We adopt L6.
Señora relatora, tiene usted la palabra.
The rapporteur has the floor on L7.
Document E/C19/2010/L7. Document L7 contains draft decision recommended by the Forum for Adoption by ECOSOC. This draft decision will become draft decision 3 in the final report of the Forum. Therefore, change Roman number 2 to Roman number 3 as read draft decision 3. Provisional agenda for the 10th session of the Permanent Forum. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Gracias a usted.
Thank you. We adopt L7.
Señora relatora.
The rapporteur has the floor to refer to L8.
Document E/C19/2010/L8. Document L8 contains draft decision 2 for the consideration of ECOSOC. Therefore, after an A draft decisions, it should be draft decision 2, as it says. The second line, I read the whole decision. The Economic and Social Council decides that the 10th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues shall be held in Delete Geneva
add New York, comma, from 16 to 27 May 2011. So it will be held in New York, comma, from 16 to 27 May 2011.
Adoptamos el documento.
Adopt L8.
Señora relatora.
The rapporteur. Could you now refer to L9?
Document E/C19/2010/L9 Part 1. Document L9 Part 1 contains draft decision 1 for the consideration of ECOSOC. There are no changes, Mr. Chairman, on this document.
We've just adopted L9 Part 1.
Prosigamos con el documento.
Let's move on to L9 Part 2. The rapporteur has the floor.
Document E/C19/2010/L9 Part 2. After paragraph 1, insert paragraph 1A, and it reads 1A. The permanent forum welcomes the adoption by the Central African Republic of ILO Convention 169. Full stop, end of paragraph. It reads again, the permanent forum welcomes the adoption by the Central African Republic of ILO Convention 169. After paragraph 1A, there is a new paragraph 1B, and it reads, the permanent forum welcomes the publication of the sociolinguistic atlas of indigenous languages of Latin America by UNICEF, comma, the Spanish Agency for International Development Cooperation, and the Foundation for Education in the context of multilingualism and multiculturalism, open parenthesis, FUNPROBEIB, Andes, von Proeb, Andes. Close parenthesis, full stop, end of paragraph. Paragraph 1B, it reads, the permanent forum welcomes the publication of the sociolinguistic atlas of indigenous languages of Latin America by UNICEF, the Spanish Agency for International Development Cooperation, and the Foundation for Education in the context of multilingualism and multiculturalism, von Proeb, Andes. After paragraph 1B, add new paragraph 1C, and it reads, the permanent forum welcomes the visit in March 2009 of a Nepali delegation composed of Constitutional Assembly members to Bolivia and Guatemala to share and exchange experiences on constitutional reform and the implementation of ILO Convention 169 with Constitutional Assembly members and representatives of the governments of both countries. Full stop, end of paragraph. Paragraph 1C, I read again. The Permanent Forum welcomes the visit in March 2009 of a Nepali delegation composed of Constitutional Assembly members to Bolivia and Guatemala to share and exchange experiences on constitutional reform and the implementation of ILO Convention 169 with Constitutional Assembly members and representatives of the governments of both countries. After paragraph 9, insert paragraph 9A, new paragraph 9A, and it reads, the Permanent Forum expresses its concern about the continuing and long-term negative impacts of large dams on indigenous peoples in many parts of the world. Full stop. Many more large dams are planned for construction on indigenous lands elsewhere. Full stop. The Permanent Forum supports the implementation of the recommendations of the World Commission on Dams in its report, Dams and Development, colon, a new framework for decision-making. Full stop. The implementation of these recommendations must be in accordance with the provisions of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Full stop. End of paragraph. Paragraph, new paragraph 9A, it reads, again, the Permanent Forum expresses its concern about the continuing and long-term negative impacts of large dams on indigenous peoples in many parts of the world. Many more large dams are planned for construction on indigenous lands elsewhere. The Permanent Forum supports the implementation of the recommendations of the World Commission on Dams in its report, Dams and Development, colon, the new framework for decision-making. The implementation of these recommendations must be in accordance with the provisions of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. On paragraph 9, if I may go to paragraph 9, paragraph 9, it reads, the Permanent Forum decides to hold a half-day discussion at its 10th session in 2011 on the theme, and open code, the right to water, add after the right to water, add, and indigenous peoples. End the code, full stop. So the theme is the right to water and indigenous peoples. After new paragraph 9A, there is a new paragraph 9B, and it reads, the permanent forum reiterates its concern about conservation efforts, comma, including the designation of national parks, comma, biosphere reserves, as well as world heritage sites, comma, which frequently lead to the displacement of indigenous peoples from their traditional lands and territories, full stop. In this regard, comma, the permanent forum requests that a member of the forum attend the 34th session of the UNESCO World Heritage Committee in Brasilia, comma, Brazil, in August 2010, full stop, end of paragraph. If I may read again, 9B, the permanent forum reiterates its concern about conservation efforts, including the designation of national parks, biosphere reserves, as well as the World Heritage Sites, which frequently lead to the displacement of indigenous peoples from their traditional lands and territories. In this regard, the permanent forum requests that a member of the forum attend the 34th session of the UNESCO World Heritage Committee in Brasilia, Brazil, in August 2010. Paragraph 17. The first line after the word the permanent forum, delete appointed, add the words decides to appoint Lars Anders Baer, a member of the forum, as a special rapporteur to undertake a study on the impacts. After the word impacts, delete the words on reindeer herding and on traditional indigenous economies and land management. After, and also at the end of the paragraph, after climate change, comma, new sentence, I read. The sentence continues, after climate change, comma, on traditional indigenous economies and land management by reindeer herders, comma, to be completed by 31 December 2010 and submitted to the 10th session of the permanent forum, full stop, end of paragraph. If I may read the whole paragraph, paragraph 17, the permanent forum decides to appoint Lars Anders Baer, a member of the forum, as a special rapporteur to undertake a study on the impacts of the cumulative effects of land fragmentation, natural resource exploration, diminishing land and associated rights, together with the multiple effects of climate change on traditional indigenous economies and land management by reindeer herders to be completed by 31 December 2010 and submitted to the 10th session of the Permanent Forum. After paragraph 21, a new paragraph, 21A, it reads, the Permanent Forum decides to appoint Bartolome Clavero, member of the Permanent Forum, as a special rapporteur to conduct a study on international criminal law and the judicial defense of indigenous peoples' rights to be completed by 31 December 2010 and submitted to the 10th session of the Permanent Forum. Full stop, end of paragraph. New paragraph 20A, it reads, the Permanent Forum decides to appoint Bartolome Clavero, member of the Forum, as a special rapporteur to conduct a study on international criminal law and the judicial defense of indigenous peoples' rights to be completed by 31 December 2010 and submitted to the 10th session of the Permanent Forum. After paragraph 23, new paragraph 23A, it reads, the Permanent Forum thanks the Arctic Council permanent participants for the Moscow Declaration, comma, signed at the Arctic Leaders Summit in April 2010. Full stop. The Permanent Forum urges member states of the Arctic Council and relevant UN agencies to implement the provisions of the Moscow Declaration, full stop, end of paragraph. The new paragraph, 23A, reads, the Permanent Forum thanks the Arctic Council permanent participants for the Moscow Declaration signed at the Arctic Leaders Summit in April 2010. The Permanent Forum urges member states of the Arctic Council and relevant UN agencies to implement the provisions of the Moscow Declaration. After paragraph 37, new heading, before I start new heading of after paragraph 37, paragraph 37. Paragraph 37, the last line after the words related forest initiatives, add full stop, delete including red plus. I repeat, so the paragraph ends by forest in all forest policies and climate change. Climate-related forest initiatives, full stop. After paragraph 37, new heading, Indigenous Women. And at this section, I have five new paragraphs that I will read. It will read as follows. Paragraph 38, new one. The Permanent Forum notes that 2010 is the review year for the Beijing Platform for Action and the Millennium Development Goals, full stop. 15 years after Beijing and 10 years after the Millennium Summit, comma, indigenous people's situations of poverty, comma, lack of access to basic services like health and education, comma, especially among women, remains pervasive, full stop. The Permanent Forum reiterates and reaffirms the Beijing Declaration of Indigenous Women as a key tool in achieving the MDGs with respect to Indigenous women and their communities, while advancing commitments to the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, full stop. The Permanent Forum calls on governments and UN agencies to provide space for Indigenous peoples, comma, especially Indigenous women, in the different processes leading to the review of the Beijing Platform of Action and the MDG Review Summit in September 2010. Paragraph 38 reads as, the Permanent Forum notes that 2010 is the review year for the Beijing Platform for Action and the Millennium Development Goals. 15 years after Beijing and 10 years after the Millennium Summit, Indigenous peoples' situations of poverty, lack of access to basic services like health and education, especially among women, remains pervasive. The Permanent Forum reiterates and reaffirms the Beijing Declaration of Indigenous Women as a key tool in achieving the MDGs with respect to Indigenous women and their communities, while advancing commitments to the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The Permanent Forum calls on governments and UN agencies to provide space for Indigenous peoples, especially Indigenous women, in the different processes leading to the review of the Beijing Platform of Action and the MDG Review Summit in September 2010. New paragraph 39, it reads, the Permanent Forum recommends that states, comma, relevant UN agencies and other intergovernmental organizations and bilateral donors support intercultural prevention and eradication strategies with regards to violence against women, comma, designed and driven by Indigenous women's organizations, comma, and considering Indigenous approaches to address gender-based violence, full stop, end of paragraph. The new paragraph 39, it reads, the Permanent Forum recommends that states, relevant UN agencies, and other intergovernmental organizations and bilateral donors support intercultural prevention and eradication strategies with regard to violence against women, designed and driven by Indigenous women's organizations and considering Indigenous approaches to address gender-based violence. New paragraph 40. It reads, the Permanent Forum recommends states, UN agencies, and other intergovernmental organizations and bilateral donors support the promotion and full and effective participation of indigenous women in decision-making spheres at all levels in administration and civil service, government action, government bodies, political parties, judiciary, trade unions, and others, considering the leadership and training processes as pillars of participation. Full stop, end of paragraph. Therefore, paragraph 40 reads as the Permanent Forum recommends states, UN agencies, and other intergovernmental organizations and bilateral donors support the promotion and full and effective participation of indigenous women in decision-making spheres at all levels in administration and civil service, government action, government bodies, political parties, judiciary, trade unions, and others, considering the leadership and training processes as pillars of participation. New paragraph 41. It reads, the Permanent Forum recommends that states ensure the collection of statistical data disaggregated by sex and ethnicity, discourage monitoring focused only on national averages, ensure indigenous peoples and indigenous women's effective participation in all stages of preparation, coordination, and implementation of data collection, develop a proper system of indicators in partnership with indigenous peoples and women, and enable a measurement of progress in the different areas. Full stop, end of paragraph. Paragraph 41, it reads again, the Permanent Forum recommends that states ensure the collection of statistical data disaggregated by sex and ethnicity, discourage monitoring focused only on national averages, ensure indigenous peoples and indigenous women's effective participation in all stages of preparation, coordination, and implementation of data collection, develop a proper system of indicators in partnership with indigenous peoples and women, and enable a measurement of progress in the different areas. Full stop. New paragraph 42, and it reads, the Permanent Forum recommends that states include ethnic identification in vital statistics and health records, allocate more funding for intercultural services that ensure indigenous women's access to quality health care, comma, including emergency obstetric care, comma, voluntary family planning, and skilled attendance at delivery, comma, strengthening and extending the role of traditional midwives, full stop, end of paragraph. Thus, paragraph 42 reads, the permanent forum recommends that states include ethnic identification in vital statistics and health records, allocate more funding for intercultural services, and ensure indigenous women's access to quality health care, including emergency obstetric care, voluntary family planning, and skilled attendance at delivery, strengthening and extending the role of traditional midwives. May I be allowed to go back on the same document, L9, Part 2, Paragraph 35. There is a change on Paragraph 35. The last line after the words, forests provide redress, add the words, and restitution. After redress, then it reads, I start the sentence, the forum further recommends that conservation organizations that have projects that have led to the eviction of indigenous peoples from their forests provide redress and restitution to such victims, full stop. Mr. Chairman, there are no more changes on Document L9, Part 2.
Señor Hassan Belkacem, usted.
Mr. Hassan Belkacem has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to propose in paragraph 36, the line 12, noting the adoption, to replace noting the adoption of the United Nations Declaration by in accordance with the Declaration, the United Nations Declaration. If my colleagues agree, it's, you know, we are talking about the implementation of the Declaration. Then it will be better if we have in accordance with the United Nations declarations, noting the adoption of the declaration. It's clear? Thank you.
Gracias, señor Belkacem.
Thank you, sir. Then the rapporteur will introduce that change.
Mr. Chairman, may I read as recommended by my colleague on paragraph 36, noting the on 12th line after noting. Delete on line 12. Delete noting the adoption of and add in accordance with. Delete noting the adoption of and add the words in accordance with. So it reads, the forum, I start from the first beginning of the sentence. The forum.
That is part of the document from which we are referring. Shall I start again, yeah? Chair, I've just been aware of, from one of the participants here, that the word noting the adoption are the words contained in the document from which we are referring, or to which we are referring. And it's even though we may have wanted to say in accordance with, then we have to, if so, to rewrite a bit more.
Thank you, sir. So we'll go back to the previous wording.
Es una referencia.
Because this is a reference, Mr. Hassan. I'm not asking you to take the floor. I'm clarifying the fact that this refers to a specific document in which we find those words.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Tiene la palabra.
You have the floor, sir.
شكراً سيد رئيس. إذا كانت هذه الكلمات جزءاً من وثيقة أخرى فيجب وضعها بين مزدوجتين. أتمنى أن يكون الأمر واضحاً لأن كلمات ليست هناك
ترجمة.
Do you hear me now? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do you hear me now? Do you hear me? If this sentence was mentioned in another document, in that case, we have to bracket the same sentence, or we have to put it between quotations. Is it clear now? Is it clear? I understand what my colleague Carsten has said. Microphone, please. I have just said, I understood the intervention by my colleague Carsten. However, if this sentence has been taken from a precise document, this sentence should be put between quotation mark in order to declare that it is being taken from another document, clearly.
Thank you. We are, Mr. Chairman, we are not direct coding. We are not directly coding. We are paraphrasing. So that doesn't need to be in the way that you are suggesting.
Gracias.
Thank you. Mr. Hassan, did you understand? In this case, I believe that the sentence, starting with noting the adoption of the United Nations Declaration, is prepared and drafted by the forum. This is why I prefer that we change it and we put in accordance with. Since it is drafted by the forum, is what I said clear? Mr. Mike Robson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and hello to everyone. It's obvious that there's some issues with language here. This is a paraphrase. It's a summary. Perhaps summary is a better word to use than paraphrase, but it's pointing out what the document, the United Nations Framework Convention on climate change at its eighth session. It's summarising what that document said. And it didn't say anything about in accordance to. It said, it noted the adoption of the declaration. And that's what we're saying. We're summarising that. We're paraphrasing the content. Because it also talks about the need for full and effective participation of Indigenous peoples. So these are some of the things that are outlined, including the fact that they noted the adoption of the declaration, and purpose here being that it's useful to draw attention to this, that the declaration is gaining some currency in other parts of the system. So it doesn't need to be in quotations because it's a summary or a paraphrase. Thank you.
Gracias, Señor Dobson.
Thank you, Mr. Dobson, for the explanations, which I believe have been clear for our colleague Al-Qassam. Are there any further comments to this document?
L9 parte 2.
That is L9 part 2. The rapporteur?
One more.
If it is not a recommendation, if it is not a part of recommendation, we can delete it. If we don't have anything in accordance with the declaration. If it is not a recommendation, it's only a phrase, we can delete it. or we add something after that, in accordance with the United Nations Declaration on Indigenous Issues. Thank you. This is my last word.
Señor Balcázar, no vamos a entrar.
Sir, I don't think we're going to get into a debate. These are merely editorial matters. We could do this in quotation marks, or as our colleague, Mr. Dobson, said, we can paraphrase. And this is paraphrasing, so I don't see the need to do anything else. But we will call on the rapporteur.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, we are recommending the start of the sentence. It starts with the forum further recommends that the initiative. So there is the initiative that we are recommending the initiative, and further we are noting. May I take it, Mr. Chairman? May I take it that we agreed no changes to be made on paragraph 36? If yes, I don't have any more changes on this L9 Part 2 document. Thank you.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Rapporteur. Then we adopt this document, L9 Part 2.
Antes o... Hemos adoptado.
We've adopted measures on all the projects that have been proposed. And before we move on to the report as a whole, I'd like to know whether anybody has comments at this juncture. I've also been told by the Secretariat that the L documents, which have an asterisk, such as L2, L3, L4, and L7, were reissued because of technical considerations. That is why you see an asterisk next to them. May I then take it that the forum wishes to adopt the report in L10? With the amendments which we have mentioned. Together with the oral amendments which were adopted after having been mentioned by the rapporteur.
No habiendo objeciones.
As I hear no objections, we've adopted the report of this ninth session.
Daremos nuevamente la palabra.
We'll call again on our rapporteur. You have the floor, madam.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Document E/C19/2010/L10. The draft report. Draft report. After paragraph 1 and subtitle A draft decision recommended by the forum for adoption by the council. After 1, add the following text contained in document E/C19/2010/L9, open parenthesis, part 1, close parenthesis. So it reads, It reads draft decision 1. If I may quickly read the draft decision 1, the Economic and Social Council decides to authorize a three-day international expert group meeting on the theme Indigenous Peoples and Forests, and requests that the results of the meeting be reported to the Permanent Forum at its 10th session as well as the 9th session of the Forum on Forests. Draft decision 2. This draft decision is contained in document E/C19/2010/L8. Replace Roman number 1 with Roman number 2. So the draft decision 2 reads venue and dates of the 10th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. The second paragraph, the Economic and Social Council decides that the 10th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues shall be held in, delete Geneva, add New York. It should be issues shall be held in New York from, insert dates 16 to 27, May 2011. This draft decision is contained in document E/C19/2010L7. For the draft decision 3, replace Roman number 2 with Roman number 3. So it reads draft decision 3.
No,
the provisional agenda for the 10th session of the Forum on Indigenous Issues and the rest of it. No changes. On the next page, chapter 2, venue dates under the chapter 2, paragraph 8. Paragraph 8, starting with at its 8th meeting, the second line after the words comprehensive dialogue with delete 6, only the word 6. So it reads comprehensive dialogue with United Nations agencies and funds and the rest of the paragraph. The last page on the L 10 document, after the D agenda, there is E documentation. E on documentation. Add new paragraph, 18A. It reads 18A. I read slowly. 18A. At its 8th session, comma, the Permanent Forum held comprehensive dialogues with 6 United Nations agencies, comma, funds and programs, full stop. The results of these dialogues, comma, including the forum's recommendations to the 6 agencies, comma, were included in document E/C19/2009/L6. Which is appended to this report, full stop, end of paragraph. Therefore, under E documentation, new paragraph 18A reads, at its 8th session, the Permanent Forum held comprehensive dialogues with 6 United Nations agencies, funds and programs, the results of these dialogues, including the forum's recommendations to the six agencies, were included in document EC19-2009-L6, which is appended to this report. Mr. Chairman, I don't have any more changes on L10 document. Thank you.
Colleagues,
dear colleagues, we've thus adopted the report of the ninth session. I'm most grateful to the rapporteurs for their statement. We will have a closing ceremony at 3 p.m. We will meet again at that time. This meeting is adjourned.